The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks look for their first win of the season in the same place where they got it last year, the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, where they meet the Utah Mammoth in regular season action for the very first time. The Sharks will go with Yaroslav Askarov in goal in this first of a back-to-back situation that concludes tomorrow at home against Pittsburgh. Askarov let in 7 goals in the overtime loss to Anaheim and is looking for a big matchup on the road against the Utah team that will start Karel Vemelka in net. The Sharks are banged up on defense. Tim Liljegren was put on the injured reserve list. John Klingberg and Shakir Muhammadulin will not play because of injuries tonight, and that means that Sam Dickinson gets back into the lineup, and newly acquired Vincent Iorio will make his San Jose Sharks debut on the back line. Michael Misa will be sitting it out for San Jose as well, as the Sharks go with a more veteran fourth-line group with Ty Dellandrea, the team's best face-off man in the early going, centering the third line with Colin Graf back in action alongside Will Smith. For head coach Ryan Warsofsky, it's a simple path to get to the Sharks' first win. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
We just got to play the game the right way. Winning hockey, winning habits. You know, since I got this job, that's kind of been the message, and we're going to keep building it, and it takes time, but we got to keep, you know, I got to stay on it and stay on these guys of what winning habits and winning, you know, the foundation of winning looks like and playing the right way and being underneath piles and playing on the D side and getting above people. So, at times we want to try to play quick and get above and play fast, but, you know, against a team like we did last night, we can't play that way. We're going to keep working with it and keep dialing in our systems and how we want to play.
Warsofsky certainly acknowledges that some good things have occurred during the course of the year.
We've done some good things, and I know we want to think the world's coming to an end. The world is not coming to an end, and it's still early. There's a small sample size of things that we need to obviously improve on, and there's some things that we've done well that we need to keep growing with and getting more consistent with it. So some good things. Obviously, last game was not us. The compete level needs to be corrected, and I think we've done that the last couple days, and now we got to go play and be on a mission here to get the result.
But the players are also aware of the urgency of tonight's game, as Mario Ferraro outlined this morning.
I think we know already in here. We've experienced from previous years before this. I don't think anybody's unaware of it. So I don't think we need to express anything to each other like we've had the last couple days of practice. You know, it's very clear that, you know, we have to get going here as quickly as possible because it's hard to catch up in this league for sure. So we're in a position to do it tonight. We have an opportunity here and hopefully we take advantage of it. But yeah, I think everybody's aware of the situation. And I think we got some veterans in this league and some young guys that were here last year that from experience of last year, we know that's hard to catch up. So I think we're going to, you know, everybody's on the same page with that.
The Sharks head coach added that there's a big expectation on the veterans to be at their best.
It's the NHL. I mean, this is a man's league. You're playing for a lot. You are playing for the logo on your chest, but you're also playing for the name on the back of your jersey as well. There's some real truth to that. Your legacy and how you want to be remembered, and do you want to be the guy that helps fix us and gets us out of this thing, or do you want to be the guy that is not the solution? So that's really what it comes down to for me.
One of those veterans is defenseman Nick Leddy. He talked about the game against Carolina and what the Sharks can learn from it and take from it.
You look at a team like Carolina, I think consistency is a great word for them. They just do the same thing over and over again. They don't deviate from their game plan. And that's something we can take out of our page or their page and use on ours. And consistency is huge in this league. It's easier to play fast and you know, your chances will come. You just got to keep with it, just, and it showed like what they do.
What's the focus on mentally, day by day? Ryan Warsopsky talked about it.
We got to get rid of the losing mentality. You know, and in every sport, there's organizations that have kind of gone through something like this, and we're trying to nip it in the butt, and we're trying to get out of it as quick as we can. You know, and it's a challenge to fight the mental toughness you need to keep pushing forward. I believe in this group. I believe that we're going to get there. It's not like they say Rome wasn't built overnight. We got to keep putting the building blocks and put one foot in front of the other and move forward. And you know, Anaheim game for me was a long time ago. Carolina, we got to make some corrections. We got to find our compete. When we compete and we skate like we did against Vegas, we know we can play with the best teams. And those we'll start winning some games and getting our swagger here. And then you start really making some strides. So. It takes some time, but we're going to keep working with it and get after it every single day.
From that starting point, winning habits can be built, and the Sharks head coach discussed how that happens.
Yeah, through video, through, you know, a lot of game management clips that we've shown and we'll continue to show. You see we're doing, you know, 5-on-6 for 1 minute. We're doing some 5-on-5 face-off drills. We're really breaking it down more than ever, and we're going to keep working at it and getting better at it. And, you know, those guys that have some habits that we got to get rid of individually that we've sit down with one-on-one, with whether it's myself or one of the assistant coaches. So it's a never-ending process, and we're going to keep working at it and get this thing right.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment following these messages on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Prepárense, fanáticos de los Sharks. Regresa la noche de los tiburones este sábado 18 de octubre a las 7 de la noche. Celebramos a cada fanático con un jersey. Es una camiseta y jersey diseñado por el artista local Ruby Blue. Venga, disfrute de la música, cultura y energía en el tanque toda la noche. Toda la acción en NBC Sports California, en SAP Audio Secundario y en Sharks Audio Network. Venga al juego. Para boletos visite sanjosesharks.com/tickets.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
After being acquired on waivers from the Washington Capitals organization, defenseman Vincent Iorio makes his San Jose Sharks debut tonight in a combination alongside veteran Mario Ferraro. Iorio reflected on the fact that his very first National Hockey League game came against San Jose, and he says the coincidence is enlightening.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that first game holds a really special place in my heart, and, you know, it's crazy. Some of the ironies and, you know, how the world works, so... like I said, I'm really excited to be here and get to know the guys.
Iorio talked about his strengths and how he can help the Sharks.
Just a good, solid two-way defenseman. You know, I pride myself on my D-zone closes and, you know, my puck touches and puck breakouts. So for me, just to play my game, you know, be confident and just be myself.
We're on the air today at 5:30, just in time for your drive home Pacific time, as Jamal Mayers joins me on our Sharks Audio Network broadcast. Find us in all of the usual spots on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and of course on our terrestrial affiliate network in Northern California. And remember, sync up our audio network feed to the national television feed on ESPN+. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.